1 Chronicles chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said to all the congregation of Israel, If it seems good to you, and that it be of the Lord Jehovah our God, let us send abroad to our brothers everywhere, who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites who are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, because we did not inquire at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, because the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shehor of Egypt even to the entrance of Hemath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjathjearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Bala, that is, to Kirjathjearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord Jehovah who lives between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, lyres, stringed instruments, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Hidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, because the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before God. And David was displeased, because the Lord Jehovah had made a breach upon Uzzah, therefore that place is called Perazutza. Breach of Uzzah. To this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David did not bring the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord Jehovah blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that he had.